This is 90.9 WBUR. Federal and local law enforcement say they've put a dent into gang activity in the Boston area today. Police swept up more than three dozen suspects this morning in raids in Boston, Chelsea, Everett, Lynn, Revere, and Somerville. Some of the suspects were arraigned at federal court in Boston this afternoon. WBUR's Dolores Handy is there now. Dolores, all of the suspects are alleged to be members or associates of the gang known as MS-13. What is MS-13 and what kind of reputation does it have?
Well, the indictment alleges that MS-13 is one of the largest criminal organizations in the United States. In 2012, according to this indictment, MS-13 became the first and remains the only street gang to be designated by the U.S. government as a transnational criminal organization with ties to Central America, El Salvador, Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. And it has 6,000 members in the United States, 30,000 of them nationwide.
The group itself is known for promoting brutal violence. Here's what the U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz had to say about the group today.
In order to become a full member of MS-13, also known as homeboy status, that's when you have achieved full membership, you're known as a homeboy, prospective members must engage in significant criminal activity, including, among a number of different things, at least one murder of a rival gang member.
Ortiz also mentioned that the gang targets and recruits young people. How does it do this?
It does recruiting, according to Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans and other members of law enforcement who were at the news conference today. They've been recruiting in East Boston High School, Everett High School, Chelsea High School, and they're described as cliques by some of the leaders. And the prospective members must, as the soundbites from the U.S. attorney said, must engage in criminal activity on behalf of the criminal organizations to become full-fledged members.
And the group specifically tries to target those in high schools that have a higher percentage of Central American students. Why is that?
The actual gang originated in El Salvador, and that's where the strongest ties are. And apparently, gangs in El Salvador, MS-13 and another group called the 18th Street Gang, have a rivalry that goes back years. And some of the alleged victims of this particular gang are tied to the 18th Street Gang. So MS-13 has been recruiting through that. These people who were indicted today, five of them were charged with the murders of two teenagers in 2014, 2015, and the murder of a young man at East Boston earlier this year, a 15-year-old killed in East Boston.
Well, one of the things that the U.S. attorney said today is that there are steps that should be taken to prevent this kind of recruitment. What did she say could be done?
Well, it's about outreach, getting in there, but also being aware of what's going on in the community. Police Commissioner Bill Evans was particularly emotional talking about that, talking about when you have a 15-year-old dying just because he doesn't want to become a gang member. You know, it's about intensifying efforts to engage some of these kids.
Do the suspects who were arrested today have lawyers?
They were all given court-appointed attorneys today. I talked with the attorney for one young man who's charged with racketeering, Jose Vasquez. He says these charges are overbroad indictments of a group of people who are disconnected, and they are trying to allege that they are part of the gang. Whether or not they can prove that in court remains to be seen.
Thank you. Speaking to us from federal court in Boston, WBUR's Dolores Handy.
Thank you, Lisa.